Friends, I want to talk about stress a little bit. Maybe you're not in these professions that I talked about. Maybe you're not a hairstylist and get to relax in your work the way that may, apparently I'm not trying to say anything. Maybe you have a very stressful barbershop. I don't know. But maybe you find your job not so stressful, and maybe you find your job incredibly stressful. Maybe your particular vocation you find very difficult. Isn't it interesting? We all experience stress in life. Stress is a part of human existence. In fact, stress is such an important part of human existence that it helps us survive. If it wasn't for stress, we wouldn't run from danger. If it wasn't for stress, we wouldn't fight in the face of grave danger. If it wasn't for stress, we wouldn't grow, we wouldn't mature, we wouldn't be hardened and strengthened against the testings and trials of the world. So stress is a necessary part of human existence that God, in his wisdom, has allowed in our life. In fact, stress can be helpful. Stress helps us to grow. Stress pushes us to the limits, doesn't it? Stress helps us to sometimes accomplish goals that we didn't think possible. And even in the spiritual life, I have seen how stress can lead people to turn to the Lord when they otherwise wouldn't. How many of us, in times of great trial and in times of great danger in the spiritual life, in times of great need, have found ourselves turning to the Lord fervently, with a committed heart, really realizing we need help and we need God to come and restore that peace in our life that we want to live with. So yeah, it's true. Stress can contribute to positive things in our human lives and also in the spiritual life. On the other hand, stress can be a grave barrier to our growth as human beings. I was reading not only about the most stressful jobs that I just mentioned. I was reading in the Chicago Tribune about caregivers for cancer patients, those who are suffering very gravely from the effects, the debilitating effects of cancer. It's very stressful upon caregivers. Not only those whose profession it is, but especially, I think, family members, spouses, those who are caring for very ill individuals. It's so stressful because you have all of the physical demands placed on you. You have all of the spiritual demands placed on you, all of the psychological difficulties that accompany all of this. It's very hard, isn't it? Very hard. In fact, this article was pointing out that caregivers for cancer patients need help. They need help in our time. I don't want to focus so much just on caregivers for cancer patients, because in my experience as a priest, even if yours is not among the highest, the most stressful positions in society, the stress in your life also can have a grave effect on you, can't it? And even if you compare it to somebody else and yours might be relatively less stressful, it's important to realize that God loves you, God is with you, and while you might experience stress, it's very important to work through that, to work through this in the spiritual life as well as in the human aspects that God has placed before us. What resources and tools do we have in the spiritual life when you find yourself stressed out? I think the first is prayer. Too often when we are stressed, we forget about the fact that we need to turn to the Lord and we need to converse with God. We need to present to God all of our needs and difficulties, the crosses that we're bearing at that time. This is true for caregivers, of course. It's true for parents. I have no doubt that James is often turning to the Lord, asking him, Lord, help me. Help me to herd these cats. I mean, children around the house. Help me to really, truly fulfill my responsibility as a father. But I think the interesting thing about stress in our lives is that when we're stressed, we don't immediately think about prayer. Our immediate concern is the problem before us. Our immediate concern is resolving the stress, we forget that, well, part of the resolution has to be prayer. And part of my own confronting the difficulties and stress of this life has to be me turning to the Lord. Why does prayer work? It's not like a magical incantation where the prayer has power in and of itself, but rather prayer is turning to God and then relying upon His grace. And prayer allows us to see the stressful, difficult circumstances of our life in the context of God's love. And when we do that, when we see the challenges that we face, the crosses that we carry in the context of God's love for us, then we realize that, wow, we have a God who cares for us. Have you ever heard that anecdote, popular anecdote in Christian Catholic circles? You go before the Lord and you complain. You say, Lord, the cross that I have is too big. Give me a different cross. This is too much. I can't take it. It's too hard. And He says, okay, come on into the warehouse, show you all the different crosses. You can pick the one that you like. You can pick the one that is the easiest maybe of all of them you can find. And you start hunting through the warehouse. There are massive crosses, some made of marble, some made of oak. Other crosses that are a little smaller, other crosses that are maybe warped a little bit, more painful on the shoulders but lighter in weight. All these different crosses you see, and you find the tiniest little cross that you can find there in the corner of the warehouse. Little cross, still kind of heavy, still going to cost you a little bit, but compared to those other ones around you, and you say, here it is, Lord, I found it, got the cross that I want to take from here on out. And He smirks. Does God smirk? I think He can in our anthropomorphic tale here. And He looks at you and He says, that's funny. That was the cross you were carrying before you came in. Isn't that interesting? Out of all the crosses that we could pick up, ours compared to others is not nearly as burdensome and as heavy as we might imagine. But stress doesn't allow us to see that. Stress makes us think we're carrying the biggest one. And when we pray, we realize, well, my cross, as challenging as it might be, I'm not taking away from the challenge that you have. My cross, as difficult as it might be to bear, compared to the cross that Jesus bore for the sins of the world, is so tiny and so small that it's the least I can do. So prayer helps us to see the challenges and crosses of our life in context. So we have to pray. We also have to spend time as part of that prayer listening to God. Because as you and I speak about regularly here in St. Joseph's Workshop, if we're not listening as part of our prayer, if we're only chattering away at God, then it's not going to profit us so much. Prayer has to be a conversation, and prayer has to include listening. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday. It's true, the listening will happen in a little bit different ways than we're used to in our normal conversations with other human beings. We're going to have to be a little more attuned to how God speaks to us. We're going to have to recognize the way He communicates to us. But once we are cognizant of the ways God speaks to us, once we are aware of how He responds, then the more we're attentive, the more we listen in our prayer, the more peace we're going to find. Do you know what I think another important solution and tool to overcoming those crosses and difficulties and stressful situations in your life is to help others carry their own crosses, is to help others bear the stresses of their own life. And not unlike walking into a warehouse and picking out different crosses, we get to look at those around us, look at their challenges and their sufferings, and it puts ours into context. Not only that, but like Jesus, who allowed Simon the Cyrene to help him carry his cross, who willed that this might happen in His permissive will so that you and I might know that we must help each other, there is a paradigm for the Christian life in that encounter, right? Just as Jesus allowed Simon the Cyrenian to help him out, so you and I have to help others out and have to allow others to help us out. And as part of that, our crosses become that much lighter. Our difficulties and stresses in life become that much easier to bear. The more we help each other out, the easier those things can be. I guess I'd just finish it off by saying, you know, the problem of analogy when it comes to juggling chainsaw. Oh, wait, no. The problem of analogy when it comes to professions and the most stressful and the least stressful is that when you have a stressful job, you can change it, right? You can start a new career. You can quit. You're going to have to accept other stresses in life when you do that. But the point is that when it comes to our careers, there are certain options for changing the path before us. Sometimes in our walk with the Lord, we can't do that, can we? Sometimes when we have embarked upon the path of holiness and are following the Lord towards Calvary and ultimately also towards resurrection, of course, we can't just up and change professions. We can't just up and change the circumstances of our life. In fact, it creates more stress in our life that we feel a little out of control, a little unable to juggle and change the things that God has placed into our life. Well, the good news is that God is right before us. Jesus leads us along the way, walks at our side, and supports us from behind when we really need that little gentle push to keep moving forward. So yeah, sometimes we can't change those circumstances in our life, but how important it is for you and for me to persevere, how important it is for you and me to move forward one step at a time, not let the stresses in our life tear us down, break us apart, and derail our path towards the Lord, but instead help us to be strengthened, to be hardened in our commitment to the Lord, and to follow the Lord all the way into eternal life.